Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is A Dark Matter by Doug Johnston, published by Arenda Books in 2019. Today's book is all about death, secrets, and family. The book opens with the unusual funeral of Jim Skelf, husband, father, grandfather. With Jim gone, the three generations of Skelf women are left to take over his business, which offers both funerals and private investigating services. Dorothy, the widow, is dealing with her grief while trying to comfort others in a professional capacity. Jenny, her daughter, who never wanted anything to do with the family business, is sucked back in when she's made redundant from her journalism job. Granddaughter Hannah, and Jenny's daughter, is still at uni, but she's dragged into the private investigating side of the business when her flatmate Melanie goes missing, and the police seem reluctant to take her disappearance seriously. As each of the Skelf women grieve in their own way, they also get drawn into their own mysteries to solve, investigating missing payments from the family accounts, cheating husbands, and Melanie, the missing flatmate, and along the way, they unearth secrets from the past which change their whole worldview. A Dark Matter is a gritty and yet warm, character-driven crime novel set in Edinburgh. The unusual setting of the private investigating and funerary business was what first enticed me to read the book. However, it was the strong characters of the three generations of Skelf women which made this book special. The three women share a strength, a thirst for justice, particularly for other women, and a sense of loyalty. But of course, when people are too alike, they often clash. Dorothy, a yoga-practicing ex-Californian who teaches drumming on the side, gets a little lost in her grief, and when she finds an anomaly in the business bank accounts, she's determined to find the truth, despite who she hurts along the way and whether it will tarnish the image of her husband and the 50 years of happy marriage she thought she had. Jenny, divorced and drinking a little more than she should, is in her mid-40s with no job or money and finds herself back at home, adrift, when even her daughter seems to have her life together more than she does. Jenny gets roped into investigating a cheating husband, and this case is a little too close for comfort because despite what Jenny says, she's still bruised from her own ex-husband's infidelity. And Hannah is obsessed with the beauty of physics, but the search for her missing flatmate takes over her life. She's determined to find her, especially when the police dismiss it as another student who's wandered off for a few days. She investigates all on her own, clashing with the men in Melanie's life, and finds out she doesn't quite know her flatmate as well as she thought she did. A Dark Matter is also about the abuse of women, and while the author is a man, this is a writer who definitely knows women well. So if you like strong women, Edinburgh, physics, funerals, betrayal and justice, I recommend A Dark Matter by Doug Johnston. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'est C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.